Welcome to Skeptic Meditations, where we explore the hidden side of yoga, meditation, and mindfulness. I am your host, Scott. Coming up, episode number 4, Double Bind of Meditation Practice. The aim of many meditation practices is to quiet the mind, still the thoughts, transcend human consciousness, and to pierce the nature of super reality. Implicit in that aim is that ordinary thoughts, feelings, and sensations are devalued. What is valued are the beliefs and experiences prescribed by the meditation authority, teacher, or group. Sometimes meditation practice can be valuable, but many meditation practitioners are often trapped in a double bind. What is the double bind of meditation practice? That's what this episode will discuss. You can read the episode notes and more at skepticmeditations.com. Please email your comments and questions to scott@skepticmeditations.com. Now, on to the episode. Double bind of meditation practice. The aim of many meditation practices within the system of Eastern Enlightenment is to quiet the mind, still the thoughts, transcend human consciousness, and to pierce the nature of superreality. Implicit in that aim is ordinary thoughts, feelings, and sensations are devalued, that is, made inferior, lower, or egoic. What is valued, made superior or spiritual, are the prescribed thoughts, feelings, and sensations of the teacher, tradition, or group. Practitioners will repress or push down their own thoughts, feelings, and perceptions to mold themselves into the spiritual system of the external authority, teacher, or group. Sometimes meditation practice can be valuable, but many meditation techniques are bundled within a manipulative, authoritarian system. The practitioner is told what most to value, that is, stilling thought, what to least value, such as thinking, what to expect, like spiritual perceptions, and how to interpret those experiences. Of course, these values and experiences are prescribed a pre-packaged worldview and supposed to take the practitioner higher, that is, make them superior in spiritual evolution in this or some future life. The practitioner's thoughts, emotions, and experiences are bound within an authoritarian system. Meditation practice often operates within a system, what we call the system of a double bind. What is the double bind? The double bind is a no-win kind of communication, according to U.S. anthropologist Gregory Bateson. And that double bind is designed to keep you obeying the authority figure. The double bind, such as two irreconcilable demands, often traps meditation practitioners. Here's some examples of double bind messages implied with meditation practice. You are asleep or ignorant. Meditation is the path to awakening or knowledge of God. You are asleep or ignorant, so keep meditating. You are ego or self-centered. Meditation is the path to transcend ego or self. If you are not yet egoless or selfless, keep meditating. You are bound by earthly desires. Meditation is the path to filling or transcending all human desires. If you are not yet desireless, keep meditating. These examples show the underlying premises for practicing meditation give responsibility to an external authority. These false premises form the basis for getting and keeping students to practice meditation. Further, the premises within the double bind blame the student, not the techniques or authorities, when students fail to attain the promised results. Worse yet, practitioners blame themselves when they experience negative side effects from meditation. These underlying premises, with their double bind, makes meditation-based worldviews corrupt. Corruption in meditation-based worldview. Meditation nor authority is the real problem. The problem is when disciples hand over responsibility to the authority. Disciples assume the authority, teacher, and techniques are perfect and have all the answers. Likewise, the guru or teacher depends on disciple followers for adulation and validation. Without student disciples, the guru teacher loses their identity and power. Consciously or unconsciously, the master or guru is trapped in the double bind and must maintain the appearance of being perfect, all-knowing, and imparting superior techniques. Both master and student are corrupted within the double bind. Students give up or renounce self-trust and hand over responsibility to external authority. Renounce self to find self? The double bind of meditation practice requires renouncing oneself to supposedly find oneself. The student's thoughts, feelings, and experiences are only validated by complying with external authority. It matters not that meditation practice is supposed to be validated by the student's own internal perceptions or experiences. The corruption occurs before the experience and manufactures experiences and their interpretations. The double bind of meditation practice corrupts and dictates what is real or to be valued. The external authority dictates for students what to value, stilling thought, what to devalue, thinking, what to expect, experiences, e.g. thoughtlessness, what to practice, techniques, and how to interpret personal experiences, such as validate or invalidate feelings and perceptions. This worldview with its double bind corrupts students' trust in self, corrupts thinking and feeling. Students' self-trust is devalued, while trust in the external authority is valued, made superior. Seeing bind is half the battle. Noticing we are trapped in a double bind is half the battle. The other half is taking back responsibility. As discussed above, the double bind and its underlying premises form the basis for handing over responsibility to an external authoritarian worldview. It keeps us giving adulation and seeking validation from the teacher, teaching, or group. When we see that we are trapped in the double bind, we can then begin our journey to finding self, whatever that is or isn't. It may take months or years to build self-trust versus defer trust to an external authority. In an ironic twist, taking back trust in self, in trusting one's feelings and abilities to think critically, can take us naturally to a state of being enlightened, free, and intellectually and emotionally mature. What do you think of the double bind of meditation practice? Post your comments on the blog or email me your feedback. You will find more notes, articles, and resources at skepticmeditations.com. You can email me at scott@skepticmeditations.com, where I really enjoy getting feedback, ways to improve the show, and look forward to hearing more about your thoughts and interests. Thanks for listening. Until next time.